This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un upgraded their country's relationship as they met Wednesday in Pyongyang. The developments are being criticized by the U.S. and its allies, who say the relationship is a threat to global peace. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
The two men signed a treaty, pledging to come to each other's defense if attacked. Putin said the comprehensive partnership agreement signed today includes, among other things, mutual assistance in the event of aggression against one of the parties to the agreement. Kim said our two countries' relations have been elevated to a new high level of alliance, laying the legal groundwork for the grand ideas of leadership of the two countries. The signing of the Mutual Defense Treaty surprised many observers, who view the Putin-Kim relationship as a marriage of convenience. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The head of the United Nations Commission of Inquiry, Navi Pillay, said on Wednesday the Israeli military are carrying out the quote-unquote extermination of Palestinians.
An intentional strategy to cause maximum damage, disregarding the legal obligations of distinction, proportionality, and adequate precautions.
Israel does not cooperate with the inquiry and alleges anti-Israel bias. The leader of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says it has new weapons and intelligence capabilities that could help it target more critical positions deeper inside Israel in case of an all-out war. Hassan Nasrallah's comments on Wednesday came as the cross-border conflict simmering between Hezbollah and Israel for more than 8 months appears to be reaching a boiling point. This is VOA News.